Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for this great and beautiful day. Now, Lord, as I continue to talk about the cross this week and the power of the cross and what happened in the fall, may people understand who we are and what we can do as sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Now, Lord, I worship you, and I praise you and thank you. As your word goes out, reveal this mighty word to all of your children, that they may be able to learn how to fight these battles and come against the enemy and beat him at his own game every time in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the word as it goes out today in Jesus' name. Now then, as we were talking yesterday, the tragic failure of our first man and woman that was placed in the Garden of Eden, and this entire universe that we live in is governed by law. And this universe, as we talked yesterday, it was given to Adam and Eve, and this authority and dominion became legally man's, and this complete earth was given to us, and everything was ours. I mean, God handed it to us as a bona fide gift or a grant. He just gave it to us. And if we messed it up or dropped it or dropped the ball, in other words, it's like handing you a football and telling you to run to the other end with a touchdown. Well, if you put that ball under your arm and you run to the other end and you make a touchdown, as long as you get there with that ball, that counts. But if you drop that ball halfway down there, you don't make it. You don't get a touchdown. Well, that's what happened to man. Only we didn't get halfway down. We just barely got started, and Satan got that ball away from us, and we dropped that thing, and he picked it up, and he got it from us in the fall. Now then, God could not go over Satan's head and reclaim the earth because he had given it to man. Now then, at this point, Satan became the legal owner of the earth systems. He became the God of this world, the prince of the power of the air. All of our dominion and all of our allegiance was transferred from God to the King of Darkness, and we became his slaves. Now then, when Adam chose to obey Satan, he became Satan's slave. Now, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants or slaves to obey, his servants or slaves you are, because that's written for us in Romans 6:16. Now, as a slave of Satan, Adam lost all of his legal rights, not only to his person, but also to his dominion. Now, this gave Satan legal authority to rule over man and the earth. Now, if Satan's dominion was to be revoked, a way had to be found to redeem fallen man and recover man's lost authority without violating universal principles of justice. Now, since Satan was now the legitimate possessor of Adam and the legal ruler of the earth, God had no moral right under his code of justice to arbitrarily annul it. No angel could enter the contest because these legal rights were never his. Thus, a member of Adam's race, or a man, had to be found who could qualify to enter into this universal court and come against what Adam had lost, and Adam had lost his heritage and dominion, and how he had given all of that from Satan. He had to get it back. Now, the government of earth had been given to man. Now, it was lost by man. It could be legally recovered only by a man. But where was the man that could do such a thing? Since Adam was Satan's slave, and all that he had lost in this rebellion, Satan now was in control and we were the slaves. A slave has no legal standing and cannot enter court or lawfully participate in any kind of litigation. Thus a member of the human race had to be found upon whom Satan had no legal claim. One who had not bowed his knee at Adam's rebellion. One who could qualify to bring suit to cancel Satan's legal jurisdiction over mankind and the earth. Where was this man going to be found? To the human man, the situation was hopeless. But God found a way. It took me almost a lifetime to learn these things, and it is so wonderful when I finally found this out. Now, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, because He wrote that for us in Galatians 4:4. Now, God solved the problem by the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Now, since Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, the divine nature was present in Him. Because He was sinless, Satan had no legal claim upon Him. But because He was made of a woman, He was an authentic human being and could therefore qualify as a bona fide member of the human race to enter the legal fight to reclaim Adam's lost estate. Now then, there are those who say that it makes no difference whether Jesus was divine or not. They say that nothing can ever change the life that He lived or the truth that He taught or His contribution to the world. But this is either malice aforethought or inexcusably loose logic. Now, if Jesus was not the son of Joseph and Mary, now, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that like that. I said, if Jesus was the son of Joseph and Mary, or the son of Mary and someone else, as some critics have blasphemy suggested, He would have been merely Adam's descendant, and if He had sinned, He would thus have been disqualified for challenging Satan in court. Now, a man had to be found. A man absolutely had to be found that was authentically human, but who was unquestionably divine, to become a legally recognized plaintiff, hence the necessity of the virgin birth. Now, He had to be born of a virgin. Now, there's another reason why the virgin birth is essential. A successful challenger of Satan had to be not only an authentic member of the human race, but in addition, one who under testing would prove to be morally and spiritually perfect. Now, in order to furnish Satan with no legal claim against him, he had to live an absolutely perfect or sinless life. Now, if Jesus were not the Son of God by Mary, by virtue of a supernatural conception, then He was merely the son of Adam. Since only God could redeem man, Jesus had to be divine as well as human, truly had to be the God-man. Now, if He had not lived a sinless or perfect life, he would have absolutely also come under Satan's control and would have been morally disqualified to enter this legal conflict. In order to qualify legally, He had to be truly human. In order to qualify morally, He had to be unquestionably divine and perfect. Now then, Jesus came as an authentic member of the human race, since He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and He was virgin born. Satan, therefore, had no legal claim upon Him. in order to establish a legal basis for authority over him, it remained for Satan to attempt to induce some moral flaw or imperfection in his character or conduct. There was only one way to do this. Satan must persuade or compel him to break fellowship or unity with his Father, to pressure Jesus to rebel and act independently. Now, this was Satan's strategy and master plan. Now, this absolutely was the crux of the struggle between Jesus and the archfiend of darkness, Satan himself. All the destiny of the world and the human race hung upon the outcome of this magnificent, awesome struggle between Satan and Jesus. Now, if Satan could by any means at his command prevail upon Jesus to have just one thought out of harmony with his heavenly Father, he would be the victor, and he would remain, absolutely would remain, the undisputed ruler of the world and the human race. Now, if he could seduce the last Adam as he did the first Adam, his rulership over the world and mankind would be forever secure. Now, although Jesus was very God, he had to fight this battle and overcome it as very man of very man. He was 100% man and had to struggle. It would have been contrary to universal justice and would have been a hollow victory for the last Adam to employ weapons or use resources in this conflict which were not available to the first Adam in Eden. Now, although Jesus had all the resources of divinity at his command, he engaged Satan in this decisive contest purely as an unfallen man. Now, he absolutely beat the devil honestly and truly as a man. So it goes to show that we can do this. Now, we'll continue tomorrow. I invite you to write me, The Living Savior Ministries, at Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or to call me for these teachings in their entirety at 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can get to our email. We'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon.
I'd also like to invite you to our healing school. It's at the same place we have church, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have that the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 2 p.m. We see the Lord do many mighty, wonderful healings there. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.